Good afternoon. I will now call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:34 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Let the record also reflect that we have a quorum. Present today is Vice Chair David Wilson, Senator Lukey Tobin, Senator Jesse Keel, Senator Rob Myers, and myself, Chair James Kaufman. We also have Senator Bishop here. He will be testifying, and I see no other legislators in the audience. Our LIO moderator is Dylan Williams and Lisa Denny from Records. As always, our Transportation Committee aide, Emma Torkelson. At this time, I would like to remind everyone to turn off or silence your cell phones, including me. Let me double check that. Good. All right, so today's agenda consists of just one item. SB 244, Marvin Thurman Galena Maintenance Station by Senator Bishop. First up, we'll have Senate Bill 244, first hearing of this bill. And today is my intention to hear a bill introduction, take invited testimony and public testimony, take questions from committee members, and then hold the bill for further consideration. So with that, I'd like to invite Senator Bishop and his staff, Alexander Hanna, to join us at the table. Please introduce yourself, place yourself on the record, give us an introduction to the bill.
Thank you, Chair Kaufman, members of the committee, for taking time out of your schedule to hear this bill, Senate Bill 244. And I just like to say the last time I was at this table, it was about 16 years ago and we were doing a GIA. Senator Huggins was the co-chair of the Resource Committee. So thank you for inviting us today and putting us on your agenda. Sure. Senate Bill 244 is naming the Galena Maintenance Station after Marvin Thurman. And I'm just going to leave it at that because I have a young man here to my left that I met several years ago when he was the youth coordinator for Tanana Chiefs, Alex Hanna. And we spent 5 days together on the Yukon River. And we were in Galena. And I have a long love affair with the Yukon River as well as Alex, and I'm going to let Alex introduce the rest of this bill, and this is his first bill hearing. So Alex, it's all yours, take it away.
Thank you. Good afternoon to the committee. For the record, my name is Alex Hanna, staff for Senator Bishop. Senate Bill 244 changes the name of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities Maintenance and Operations Station in Galena to the Marvin Thurman Galena Maintenance and Operations Station. I'd like to give a brief overview of Marvin's lifelong dedication to the DOT services. Marvin worked for the DOT in Galena for more than 32 years. He worked endlessly to maintain the roads and airport in Galena. Galena is a major hub for the rural communities, and the airport plays a crucial part in wildland fire crews and emergency response for the other surrounding communities. During the spring of 2013, Galena experienced an extreme flooding due to an ice jam on the Yukon River. Marvin and his crew worked together in evacuating the community and to reinforce the airport levee that would hold water from reaching further back. Without this work, it would have delayed any emergency access throughout the region. Prior to the flood in 2013, the road was constantly being washed away by the Yukon River for many years. Marvin worked with his crew to move the road further inland away from the river. Marvin's relationship with the community, local contractors, and adjacent tribal landowners allowed DOT to effectively realign this roadway within a matter of days. Marvin was a model community member who always strived to enhance DOT services to Alaska. With the support of the community of Galena and the DOT, to rename the Galena Maintenance Station in honor of Marvin Thurman. I'd like to say thank you to the committee for allowing me to present this bill. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Ms. Hanna. Before we go to questions, do you want to run through the sectional as well, and then we'll proceed to questions? Senator Bishop?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know about you, but I'd be lost without my staff, and your staff put a note in front of me, I believe, or my staff, but there's a big sign here that says, for the record, my name is Click Bishop. I'm a senator for District R. Thank you.
good point. Yeah, good staff work. What would we be without it? Good Lord. So, yes, so thank you for that. Mr. Hanna, if you please run through the sectional, and then we'll go to questions.
For the record, my name is Alex Hanna, staff for Senator Bishop. Section 1 amends AS 35.40 by adding a new section naming the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities Maintenance and Operations Station in Galena, Alaska, the Marvin Thurman Galena Maintenance and Operations Station. Section 2 provides uncodified law allowing DOT to implement Section 1 at a time and method that does not impose any additional costs to the state.
Thank you very much. With that, we'll go to questions. Senator Tobe, looks like you have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm reading Mr. Thurman's obituary in the News Miner, and he had a very rich and lovely life. Was born in Alato, played basketball, ran cross country, was the star point guard for the Galena Hawks, which just sounds absolutely wonderful. And I'm seeing here that he moved as a heavy equipment operator before taking over the position as airport manager. So this might be a silly question, but why not rename the airport after him and not just this station?
You can defer.
The DOT station, they worked on all the roads, and because he worked at the DOT station, he ran it so well for so long and really put in a good system there that since he's left, they've even struggled without him. And I think that's just how that's what the city of Galena proposed. So thank you.
Thank you. Just a protocol note, lest my committee aide beat me up. So try to remember to say through the chair when addressing a questioner, other than the chair. So, and also remember to place yourself on the record.
Sorry, through the chair. For the record, my name is Alex Hanna, staff for Senator Bishop.
Excellent. Be careful. You're going to end up hanging around here. A lot of you learn how to do that. So, all right. Do we have any other questions? All right. Oh, Senator Wilson, please.
This question might be for DOT on Section 2 of the piece of legislation. How does DOT plan to do this using the method that does not impose additional costs to the state? Just looking at a time frame.
We have the M&O director on the line. We'll kick that one to Jason Sack.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Thank you, Mr. Bishop. For the record, Jason Sakalaskis, Maintenance and Operations Chief for Department of Transportation. Through the chair, I'd like to say that the department proposes this as a zero-cost change, and we plan to incorporate any sign changes to the facility when we have upcoming capital projects, whether they're airports, highways, or facility-related projects there in Galena. And I'd like to say a special thanks to Senator Bishop and Mr. Crump for supporting this bill. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you for being online, Jason. Just wondering, does DOT have an anticipated time frame of when that signage may be completed by? Are we looking at this year, next year, 5 years?
Through the chair. At this time, we do not have a specific timeline, but I would estimate probably within the next 5 years, there would be either roadways or airports projects that could probably absorb and support this sign installation.
All right. Any further questions from the committee? All right. We have no further questions. We'll move to invited testimony. First, I have a question of Ms. Shonda Huntington. Ms. Huntington, did you want to give testimony, or are you just here to address questions should they arise?
Good afternoon, committee, and I appreciate you. For the record, my name is Shonda Huntington. I'm the city manager for Galena. And yes, I'm here just for questions, and we do have a council member here to give testimony on behalf of the city of Galena.
Okay. And is that Janelle Escmelka?
Yes, that is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's just move there if she's in the room with you. And please place yourself on the record and give your testimony.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for your time. For the record, my name is Janelle Smalka, and I'm here representing the City of Galena Council. Last night, we had passed a resolution. The full board had approved it, and it's Resolution 2024-04. And I would like to read the resolution. It's a resolution of the Galena City Council supporting the renaming of the State of Alaska Maintenance and Operations Station in Galena, Alaska. Whereas Marvin Thurman served for the state of Alaska for more than 32 years as a heavy equipment operator and the airport manager for Galena for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. And whereas his career and dedication and service to the people of Alaska is a fine example for others to follow. And whereas his leadership to maintain and operate Galena Airport has benefited many communities and has experienced the highest level of service from the Department of DOT. And whereas the naming of the facility is an appropriate recognition for such a distinguished person, and now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Galena that, in their capacity as City Council members for the City of Galena, supports renaming the building the Marvin Thurman Galena Maintenance and Operations Station. And as a community member, I would like to say that it is hard to begin to express the magnitude of Marvin's impact that he has had on many of our lives. The things that speak the loudest was his actions. Marvin lived a life of dedication to the community of Galena, and it was shown through his work through the DOT, from early mornings to late nights, maintenance of the airports, the roads, and emergency response when he was called on. By naming the state DOT building after Marvin, it would be a great legacy that will continue to shine through the community of Galena, that will remind us of a great man and role model through his hard work and dedication, but most importantly, his love for Galena. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Thurman. We appreciate that. Next, I would like to go to Kate Thurman. Or Catherine Thurman, as case may be. Ms. Thurman, would you please place yourself on the record, give your testimony? Take a couple of minutes to do so, please.
Hi, my name is Catherine, or Kate Thurman. Thank you, Chair Kaufman. Marvin was my brother-in-law for over 40 years. And I'll just read what my husband, Ed, wrote, because as a man from Galena, they usually don't speak a lot. They usually let their women do that. So, as a former employee for the State of Alaska DOT Galena Station, I fully support the State of Alaska, the state shop being named after Marvin J. Thurman. I have known Marvin my whole life. I am his younger brother, Ed. Together, we worked many years at the Galena State Shop. He was a force to be reckoned with when it came to his duties. In his early years, driving up and down the runway to clear snow and ice for the Air Force in their jets, he maintained the airport well. Keeping the runway in top condition was his number one priority. He was often at work at least half an hour early to begin his day for the State of Alaska DOT, and that was every day. In his later years with the state, Marvin became the airport manager, along with maintaining the runway and state roads in the Galena area. Since Marvin's retirement, that was February 2020, and his death, July 2020, Local residents of Galena have spoken highly of Marvin's skills when it came to the maintenance of the Galena runway and roads. He has been greatly missed as an exceptional operator for the DOT, state of Alaska. And just on a personal note, Marvin and Ed, along with the other guys that worked for DOT for many years, 30 plus years, they ran a very well-maintained shop. Oftentimes, when the Air Force was there, if Elmendorf wasn't open during the winter because of snow, or Allison wasn't open because of snow, the Galena base airport was open for the Air Force to land their jets. And it was because of the DOT guys that were there, Marvin and Ed, some other guys that ran up and down that runway. So they were very dedicated, and Marvin was a lead in that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I just thought I better check. Is Ed sure he doesn't have anything to say? Going once. All right. And next, I have here Lindsay and Robin Thurman, but I don't see them online. Are they perhaps in the room with someone there? If not, we'll move on. I have also an Agnes and Russ Sweetser. Are you in the room with anyone there that perhaps not showing up on my board? All right. If not, Charlie Green. Mr. Green, are you there with anyone? Okay. If not, all right. It looks like I've hit the list of invited testimony. Is there anyone on the line that I did not call upon? If you will, just make yourself known, place yourself on the record. All right. None noted. So with that, we'll go to questions. Do the members of the committee have any questions for either the bill sponsor, DOT, or our invited testifiers? All right. Seeing no further questions, I'll move to public testimony. I will now open public testimony on SB 244. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? None noted. Is there anyone online that would like to testify as public testimony?
Hi, can you hear me? This is Jenny Bryant in Galena.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Jenny. Place yourself on the record. You got a couple of minutes to provide your testimony.
Okay, thank you. My name is Jenny Bryant of Galena. I'm on the Galena City School District School Board, and I'm also on the Loudoun Tribal Council. And I would just like to say thank you so much to Senator Bishop and Representative Trump for bringing this forward. And I just want to say this is such a great honor for Marvin. He was such a good guy, and he did so much for the community in keeping the airport open. He went to school here, grew up here, went to school here, raised his kids here in the school, and was just such a huge part of the community. So thank you so much for considering this.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much for your testimony. And is there anyone else on the line? If so, make yourself known, place yourself on the record. All right. Seems like there's no one there. So in that case, and we've checked, is there anyone in the room that wants to testify? I believe I checked that already. And seeing and hearing no one else testify on the bill, I'll now close public testimony. And so to the committee, any further questions from committee members? None noted. Seeing no further discussion of the bill, I'm going to set SB 244 aside for further consideration. In closing, in wrap-up, thank you for the committee members for being here, your attention today. Thank you for the testifiers, as well as always the LIO support staff who helped today's meeting and committee run smoothly. Our next regularly scheduled meeting will be Thursday, March 7th, 2024. This meeting is now adjourned at 1:53 p.m. Thank you, everyone.